Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show.
Didn't get out too much, but a great weekend anyways. Yours?
My weekend was good. It was, you know, kind of laid back, but had a, you know, had a good time anyway. Anything going on for the week?
No, you know, just work, same old, but I did work from home today, which is always, you know, nice.
Right.
I was able to be very productive, as always, when I work from home, so...
Right.
Extended my weekend a little bit, which is, you know, it's nice.
Now, I know we're going to a charity function this this weekend.
Yeah, I want to shout out my homegirl, Melanie Davis. She is a DA for Fulton County. She is going to be performing at the Variety Show House on Saturday, June 19th. She is she's going to be doing some songs for a charity event. Sponsoring people who cannot afford legal representation. So it's always a good cause. We're going to be there supporting her. And I look forward to the show.
Yeah, I actually performed at the Darlington Music Festival on Saturday. It was also a charity event. I forgot which charity it was, was celebrating, but it was a great turnout. It was hot on that stage, but, you know, it was well-received, and it was a good turnout, so. You know, we're all about charity and giving back and, you know, helping others. So definitely
yep.
I look forward to Mel's event this weekend.
Definitely. We may have her on next week.
Yeah, to talk about it. It'd be great to have her on there to talk about our event. And she's singing, I know she's singing CeeLo, Forget You, and some other songs.
Yeah.
It'll be really great. We're going to say we're also going to the comedy. We went to the comedy event, this past month, and they have another one coming up in July we'll be checking out too, so.
Yeah, shout out to Rock Steady, Stoney Williams.
I
think he's going to try to do it like a few times a year now, so it was a very successful event last time. Had a great time, and I look forward to his next show.
Me too. Well, as you know, at the Stephen Knight Show, our mission is to bring you the latest in entertainment news, sports, interviews, fashion, and of course music. We want the show to be very interactive. We definitely want to hear from you.
So make sure to like us on Facebook, The Stephen Knight Show. Follow us on Twitter, The Stephen Knight Show, S-H-O. Each and every Monday, we post the question of the day. We look forward to hearing from you. We appreciate your opinions and you sharing your thoughts with us. So please check us out on Facebook.
Absolutely. And also, we want to remind you that we'll be doing some, we have some exclusive and giveaways coming up. So make sure you go on our website, which is www.thestephennightshow.webs.com. Sign up, and we're giving a lot of giveaways and things coming up that we're already working on. So I definitely want you all to take advantage of that. Now, Ms. Parker, the question of the day, I know that it's been in the news a lot with Representative Anthony Weiner. He admitted to sending the lewd photos of himself to women on the Internet. Do you think he should step down?
You know, I mean, as opinionated as I am, you know I have a lot to say. Okay, so this is taking me back to the whole Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton situation.
Bill Clinton,
their
yeah.
private business. Like, mm-hmm. that has nothing to do with, you know, how he's running the office. If he's doing a good job in the office, like, just like everyone else, he would cheat at their, mm-hmm. you know, like, people who have regular job cheat. You don't say fire that person, he's cheating on his wife, you know?
Right.
I mean, I don't know if he cheated, but the whole picture situation, he's supposed to be, you know, of course, held at a higher standard. I understand that, but I think enough is enough. He's embarrassed. You know, it's
yeah.
out there. I think sometimes, like, the worst punishment is embarrassment. So I think it's
yeah.
out there. I think it's time for everybody else to just drop it. Let him and his wife handle it in privacy, especially if they have a child on the way. They need to, you know, they need time to work things out. And I just,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? I don't feel bad for him because, you know, a cheater is a cheater. But I think they need time to, like, deal with things privately as well.
Now, I know some of the controversy is coming that he may have used, you know,
the office fun. Computers or whatever. But I mean,
well,
if you're on your laptop, you're not thinking like, oh, this is work laptop. If you're doing something shady, you're gonna do it from wherever you're at.
That's true. Well, we definitely want to hear what everyone has to say. So make sure you go on Facebook and Twitter and let us know what you think. And we'll be right back.
EOTM Radio. Go to EOTMRadio.com and check out the blog site, EOTMblog.com. Yeah. EOTM Radio has the best music talk shows. EOTM Radio.
EOTM.
Yeah.
It's Mother Jesus, baby. Oh!
Welcome back. For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. Ms. Park, what's going on in entertainment news?
Entertainment. I wanted to go ahead and talk about the whole Jennifer Hudson thing because it seemed to be, like, the most recent story that's out.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was hospitalized for food poisoning, but, you know, of course, the Sandra Rose bloggers and haters are saying that she had surgery, the lap band surgery, which I do not believe because I know Jenny Craig works. You know, I've known people in real life that it works,
mm-hmm.
you know, really well for. And, you know, I just think people are just haters, you know. Food poisoning can turn into all of a sudden she had weight loss surgery. So I wish her well, wish her speedy recovery. I hope she's doing okay. She's been through a lot, and, you know, I'm always pulling for her. What do you think about that whole situation?
Well, you know, I was actually in the gym because I was talking to someone in the gym about her having the food poisoning. I said, no. And, you know, the rumors are that she had that band procedure was made to lose all that weight, and I was like, wow, that's messed up. But then I read a statement from her camp today basically saying that, you know, they referenced the whole Star Jones thing. You know, Star Jones was very secretive about how she lost her weight, and it said that just because you're an overweight, you know, African-American woman, we can get in the gym, work out. And they said that, you know, Jennifer Hudson, she tried for about 9 months to do it on her own, just eating chicken and fish and working out, but she only lost 20 pounds after she had her baby. And she decided to join to Weight Watchers, and that's what really helped her, you know, portion control and workouts. They put her on a five days a week workout program. And you can tell when someone, to me, if someone's lost weight and not worked out, you can tell Jennifer Hudson's very toned. You can tell she's been working out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think people love controversy, so, you know.
Yeah. I mean, not that I'm against the whole weight loss surgery, because I think when you are desperate, you do desperate things, you know what I mean? And sometimes losing weight is a very desperate situation.
But in her case,
you know, I don't think she went that far. Like I said, right. I wish her the best and a speedy recovery. Let's move on to your favorite pastor, Eddie Long.
Yes,
so,
Eddie Long.
TMZ and Radar.com supposedly came across some documents. They were able to get their hands on documents that stated that he sold for $25 million, which I believe. But I'm like, okay, so I knew he was a fraud and a scam, and I don't care who I'm offending right now. I knew he was a fraud and a scam and a spiritual pimp, but I did not know he had that much money. But everyone's just telling me, like, yeah, he had money. He sold it for $25 million. But now, according to his members, he's asking families to donate $600 to $1,000 and individuals to donate, I don't know, whatever they can afford. And he said it's going towards new churches in other cities. But, you know, everyone's kind of assuming that it's going towards helping pay off his $25 million debt.
I can't
it's just
see
a hot
how,
mess.
It is. And I can't see how people, you know, one
continue
thing.
Continue to support him.
I understand if a person makes mistakes, owns up to it. But obviously, he's not owned up to it. You know what I mean? He said he was going to fight the fight out, the judicial system all the way out, like David and Goliath, and he settles out of court. And then now, and he's acting like nothing ever happened. And, you know, you got Creflo Dollar, who, to me, I don't really agree with him. The Creflo Dollar saying that you should support Eddie Long, you know, we all.
Yeah, he compared it to a car crash.
A car crash.
I was just
crash,
like,
right?
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it is a car crash, but in the worst sense. Not how
right.
he described it, like having insurance if you have a car crash. No,
right.
really?
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, it was just, yeah, I saw that video online as well.
Yeah. I mean, it upsets me for someone.
It seems like the whole church community, I guess the whole mega church community.
The mega church,
I think
sure.
black people have too much religion, period, to be honest with you. But I think that this whole church Black church community or mega church community have no concern. Like, there's no doubt in their mind that it could possibly be true. Like, I mean, I just I think what bothers me is the fact that they're not even concerned about the young man. Like, what if this is true?
Yeah.
How has it ruined their lives? Because
exactly,
sexual
yeah.
abuse is a huge thing.
It really
I mean,
is.
It messes with you for your entire life. So
for
them to be considered Christians and, like, supposed to be, you know, good, I don't understand how you can't possibly not even consider, like, okay, if this is true, how are these young men being affected?
Exactly.
Like, how do you just disregard that completely?
Right. So, I just think the fact that, you know, to me, the biggest thing is that he's not owning up. And I think a lot of, we're talking about the mega churches, a lot of people that go to mega churches, they put these pastors on pedestals. You know what I mean? They're not God. You're not worshiping a pastor. You're worshiping God if that's what you believe in. So that's how I feel about it. But anyway.
Yeah. Anyways, if you give him your money, you're a fool. That's what I have to say.
He won't get my money, right.
What about Tracy Morgan?
Oh,
it's going
yeah.
back to the whole black community thing. I think the only reason, like, his comment is even getting this whole publicity or whatever is because he has crossed over. Because a lot of black comedians, and not just black comedians, a lot of black people, black community feels like being gay is like the worst thing you can be. So,
yeah.
for,
so what,
like, and I've seen a lot of comedy shows where they talk about that, and it's like, and they say things as horrible as that. Like, he will stab his son if his son was ever to act gay.
If his son was gay, he would, yeah.
Yeah.
Stab.
Or even act gay. But the funny thing is, I mean, I hear that all the time from just regular people, and I think it's a cultural thing that we need to get over. I think it is disgusting, and there's a reason he's getting, you know, like I said, he's getting any backlash from it because he's crossed over, and, you know, in other cultures, like the white community, they embrace, you know, they don't say things like that, you know, they embrace the fact
right.
that people have different sexuality, and it's okay. So,
and Tina Fey. Tina Fey, who is the director of 30 Rock, which Tracy Morgan stars on, she released a statement basically saying, you know, she kind of played him in a way, but she was just trying to say that he's too lazy and too whatever to be hateful. You know what I mean? He was just trying to be funny. It was not funny. You know, we have a lot of gay people who work on our staff at 30 Rock. If it wasn't for them, he wouldn't have any lines to read, lights to be under, you know. So, you know, she hopes that everyone accepts the apology. Because I understand he did release an apology afterwards because he didn't think he offended any people. But what do you think about comedians, Ms. Parker, making different jokes about religion and about homosexuality and about just certain things, races? What do you think about it? Do you think it's okay in the context?
I do, because I feel like some demographic is going to be offended, because comedy is playing off. You have to be able to laugh at yourself, right? But
right.
I think the whole thing when it comes to, like, the whole gay jokes is because we truly, like, as a community, we truly, truly, truly believe in those hateful things. That's what doesn't make it okay for me. I can see if we're just laughing at it. You know what I mean? Like, you have to laugh at yourself. Like, some demographic is going to be offended. I mean, comedy is comedy. Like, you're talking about somebody. You know what I mean?
Right.
But
right.
I think the whole gay thing is, like, it comes from such hatred. Like, it comes from such a negative, evil place
okay.
a lot of the time. Because that's just how our community see things. And I think until that changes, and I think that has to do with the whole religion thing too, because that's actually, people preach that in churches. Like, they preach that in churches. So it's like, how to me, that's preaching hate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't, if you're supposed to be love, like, God is love to me, right? It's
right.
God and love is the same to me. It doesn't interchange. Like, it's not interchangeable. So for you to say that you are a godly person, but you hate, you're preaching hate towards other people in church, that's, you know, and my whole thing would not go in the church, and I have my whole views on religion and organized religion, but that is a mean part of it for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I can't see how that is something that I can endorse. You know, so the whole comedian thing, I think, is different when it comes from a comedian, because it's meant to be funny, and I think you have to laugh at yourself at times. But I think the origin of the gay jokes it comes from a hateful place.
Yeah. My whole thing about the whole church thing is that, you know, it's good to go to church, get your word, but you don't serve the pastor, you serve God. So have them serve your relationship with God. But yeah. Anyway, okay, moving on.
All right. Well, Ja Rule is locked up. I meant to talk about this last week and totally forgot.
2 years, right?
Yeah. So, but it was for the same crime that Lil Wayne went to jail for, because I believe they were pulled over in a limousine and they had guns in the car that wasn't registered.
Yeah.
But Lil Wayne got 9 months. So I'm like, okay, so why did he get 2 years? He got the
right.
The bad end of the deal.
Yeah, right. Bad as a stick, right?
He could have got that Lil Wayne attorney or something.
Something. I guess he couldn't afford that attorney.
And while his wife said they're far from broke, so... you know, anyways, I can't even imagine 2 years of being locked up, but good luck to him.
Yeah. Hope it goes
good luck to
fast.
Him. Right. Me too.
Right.
Ice and Coco have a new reality show. Speaking of reality shows, they're going to premiere, I believe it premieres today, or it may have premiered yesterday.
Yes, okay.
No, I haven't seen it, but I have met them in person. They're really cool. They come across kind of weird on TV, but they're actually really cool.
Okay.
Kelly Rowland's father wants to be back in her life
after
23 years. What do you think about that?
You know, it's the same thing. I can't remember who the athlete's father was, the same situation. To me, it seems like don't wait until I become successful to want to be in my life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what it comes off to me as. But I'm sure as the child, you know, you have that void of always wanting that person in your life. So you may be able to overlook certain things just to build that relationship. But I don't know. That would be a hard one for me. You know, being, you know, here it's been 25 years, you've not been in my life. And now, you know, because Kelly Rowland's doing big things, you know, in Europe. And now here he wants to step back in. And you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, I'm close to my dad.
Right.
And our relationship got closer the older I got. So
okay.
I could not imagine not having my father in my life. Like, I dated a guy who had never met his dad. And that was, like, the craziest thing to me. I just could not wrap my brains around you not knowing who your father is. And so he didn't meet his dad until he was 26 years old the first time. And I was baffled, you know.
Yeah.
But it's because my experience with my dad is so different.
Right.
It's been a positive experience. But, you know, I'm a pretty open book when I come, you know, comes to different relationships with my family. And I think my dad and our relationship has been the best of all of his kids. You know, he's made up all of his mistakes by being there for me. So I do feel lucky in that sense. But 23 years and not having any contact or anything with your dad, and I know women who doesn't have their fathers in their life, and it's difficult. You know, they are really needy. And
for fathers, too.
Exactly, because you don't have that male figure.
Not that role model.
Figure.
Right.
Yeah, you don't have that male figure in your life that, you know, I tell people, I'm like, okay, I have my issues, but one thing I cannot say is that I've been loved. One thing I can't say. And I know that I've been loved by both parents, you know. So I feel horrible when I read things like that because, you know, it's an important relationship, you know, for for a girl or a little boy to have their dad in their life. So, you know, I hope black men step up when you have kids.
All men, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, I know
that's
what you mean.
True.
I know what you mean.
But especially us. You know, I'm on my whole rant with the black community today. That's my thing tonight, okay?
You on the blacks.
it's because, I'm harsh on us because I expect so much more from us, you know? And I want us to do well as a community,
right.
So.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think that is all I have today. Can you think of anything else?
No, but I'm very excited. Aaron's on the line. I want to talk about the NBA finals that happened last night.
Yeah, me too.
Aaron, are you there? Is Aaron there? Oh, no, don't tell me he's not here tonight.
No.
Oh, no, because you wanted to get on him about the
Yeah, his prediction, right?
Right. He said that the Miami Heat were going to take it, and he didn't. Is he not there? Oh, no. Okay.
We may be able to squeeze him in later.
If he calls in, we can definitely squeeze him in later. Okay, he's not on the line. All right. Hopefully our budget shopaholic, our favorite budget shopaholic is here.
Oh, let me grab my pen.
She's here. Okay. Some of us can come to work. How you doing in there?
Fine. How y'all doing tonight?
Good.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Ugh. Tired, of course, but that's the story of my life. Like you always say, I'm like an old woman.
What do you have for us?
Well, I went out and I found a lot of things that are geared towards Father's Day, since, you know, Father's Day is coming up. And, you know, Ms. Parker, I just thought it was so touching that you were talking about how, you know, close you and your father are. And me and my dad are very close as well.
Oh.
Yeah,
yes,
so, you know, like,
they are. I have to hear
that's
story.
Very sweet.
Yeah, I'm like a daddy little girl. And,
no, me too.
Yeah, you know, do what
Ms.
I have to do.
Yeah.
So he's always there for me. So, you know, when I asked what he wanted for Father's Day, you know, I was like, you know, just trying to get a couple of hints. He told me cash, so he made it really easy for me.
He did not tell you cash.
You know, he didn't tell you that. He was like, I want cash. He said, I'm going to do what your mama does. I want cash. I said, oh, all right, then. You know, daddy, that's what you want. You know, you can have cash, but, you know, some fathers don't make it that easy on their kids because all I got to do is write a check. Well, some fathers don't make it that easy on their children, so I wanted to find, like, you know, a couple of, you know, like, I wanted to find everybody a couple of sales because of Father's Day, so.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to this. I had planned on shopping for my dad when I get home because my dad will wear a shirt with 20 holes in it before he goes shopping.
Girl, yours. Oh,
and
my goodness.
Like, I'm like, Daddy, you are embarrassing. So this Father's Day, usually I get him watches for Father's Day, but I'm going to go shopping for him when I get home. We'll just get him, like, different undershirts.
Yeah, don't have to walk around with holes in his clothes, girl. You can go to some of these sales and, you know, get some really good deals.
And it's not that, you know, he just can't afford it. He just refused to shop for himself. So
my dad was like that for the longest, and now we don't. Like, okay, so what, Dad? You got a mistress? Because once he retired, which I know he doesn't, but once he like when he was working, he was just a t-shirt and jeans guy. But now that he's retired, like he's trying to go to all the sales and get hats and stuff. I'm like, what in the world? So I'm just like, okay, Dad,
he really stepped up his game.
I mean, he still dresses like an old man, but he dresses like a, you know, better-looking old man than he used to. So, you know, I'm proud of him. He stepped it up a little bit. And I guess in true budget shopping hall style, he still only shops and sells, which I'm so proud of him for. So, you know, yeah. But the stuff that I have for you guys, and I have a lot. I mean, you know, you might just be like, okay, Janera, shut up. Because I found, like, a couple of things for you guys. If you're going to be hitting up an outlet anytime soon, the Gap outlet has the Gap and Banana Republic, because, you know, it's like all one company. Whenever the Banana Republic has a sale, the Gap usually, you know, follows suit. They have, for men and boys, up to 60% off of all of their clothing for men and boys.
Wow.
So that might be something you want to check out.
Okay.
And if you're just, you know, if you're not going to be able to make it to an outlet, because, you know, those things aren't necessarily close, you know, in most cases, if you're checking out an outlet, I mean, if you're not able to check out an outlet, you can always just go to Gap and Banana Republic, just the regular stores inside of your regular mall. And they're having a sale, all their men's items, of course, you know, in honor of Father's Day, all of their men's items are 30% off, and that's just of regular price stuff. So it's not 30% off of any of the sale items. So, I mean, you know, it's still a pretty good deal if you're looking to get something last minute for Dad. So another thing, I don't know, Stephen, if you remember me telling you about Red Envelope for Mother's Day.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Well, Red Envelope and Living Social are teaming up, and if you spend $13, you get $30 at Red Envelope. So that's like,
wow.
That's a sentimental gift, of course, but, you know, that's like 57% savings. So for every $13 you spend on Living Social, I think there's a limit of four. But and it ends tonight at midnight. But for every $13 you spend, you get $30 worth of stuff. And as you know, like Living Social is like a Groupon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's excellent. I mean, if my dad didn't want cash, he'd sure be getting something sentimental. So, but yeah, I like
my dad. My dad always wants his gym socks.
That's real easy to do. That's real easy. I get you like a whole. What color you want? You want five colors?
Right.
I got five.
Change it up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, my dad isn't that easy. But, yeah, he's a pretty easygoing dad. But, yeah, so I would urge everyone who has no idea what they're doing for Mother's Day, I mean, I'm sorry, for Father's Day, to go to Living Social. Now, you have to get this deal through livingsocial.com. You can't get it. You can't just go to redenvelope.com to get it. You have to go through Living Social, purchase that, and then go to Red Envelope. Now, and I don't know if you guys know this either, but when you purchase something off of those sites like Living Social or Groupon or SweetJack.com, those deals are, you know, they have an expiration date, but it's not immediate.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind, too. So you can take your time to shop. You don't have to buy the actual item from Red Envelope tonight, but you do have to get the discount from Red Envelope tonight.
Okay.
So, Macy's is giving everybody, and then this is men's and women's clothing, this is everything, giving everybody, but this is for Father's Day, an extra 20% off of your purchase. I mean, it's like the majority of the things in the store. It's not everything, but it is the majority of things in the store, and you can plus free shipping online with the code SUMMER, and that's SUMMER. So that's a really good deal. I took advantage of that deal, even though I'm supposed to be saving some money, but.
What's the promo code?
Summer.
Oh, okay. You know Macy's is my store.
Yes,
girl.
Sure,
oh, you tell me. And you know, I love the Rachel Roy collection. Oh,
yes.
My goodness. I love that. I absolutely love it. And there's another one that's strictly for Macy's. It's called Bar 3.
Okay.
They have some really nice stuff. Yeah, I love it. But anyway, girl, we'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that at work. So another one I have is Perfume Mania. Now, you know, everybody knows what Perfume Mania is, right?
No.
It's like a little perfume store. You can get perfumes and colognes from there. Well, they're having a sale, and you can take an extra 50% off of their clearance item. But they're able to get you one better because you're also able to buy one, get one 50% off of their regular sale price, item. So, I mean, their regular price item. So that's a really good deal, too. So if you don't, you know, like if you think all those funky scents are in the 50% off clearance, that's fine. They're still giving you an additional, they're giving you 50% off of their regular price stuff. But, of course, you have to get a regular price item first. So it's buy one, get one 50% off. So that might be something that you want to check out for that.
Okay.
Okay. And another one, I told you I got a lot of them tonight. Another one that I came across is, of course, everybody knew, like, the whole little Circuit City debacle when everything went out of business. Well, they still have an online operation. So if you go online to CircuitCity.com, they have, you know, off of, they have up to 50% off of select electronics. So, of course, you're going to have to go on there and shop. But, you know, you can still – and you can still get all of your regular little like the little warranties, you know, the extended warranties that everybody used to get. You can still get that off of CircuitCity.com. You just can't go into the store and take it back.
You said Circuit City?
CircuitCity.com.
Okay. I thought Circuit City were out of business.
Yeah, I thought Circuit City were out of business.
You know,
that whole little debacle with all of the stores closed,
where
they still have an online. They're online. Right. They don't have. They don't have.
I can't believe Circuit City closed down.
Girl, you ain't the only one. I'm gonna tell you. Robin was kind of upset too because he bought his TV from there. And when his TV started acting up, he was like, "What in the world am I supposed to do now?" So, yeah, he was kind of upset about that. But, yeah, he got over it. So, yeah, CircuitCity.com. They don't have any more stores in Georgia anymore. I think they do still have some stores somewhere in the country. It's just they're really, really sparse. But in Georgia, there are no more Circuit City stores, so you do have to go online, CircuitCity.com.
That is crazy.
Okay? Now, if you're going for the sentimental gift, like I told you, Red Envelope and Living Social, but you can also go to Shutterfly. Now, Shutterfly has 30% off of photo books, and I don't know if you guys have ever seen these things before, but these are really, really cool. I got one for my father for his birthday, and he, like, is the proudest father ever. You go and you select all these little photos, and you upload them to Shutterfly. And once you upload them to Shutterfly, you can make a little book, and you can put captions under the book. You can captions under the pictures. I mean, you can pretty much do whatever. You have, like, carte blanche to do whatever you want to these pictures. And then, you know, they will ship you the book, and it usually happens within 5 days. So if you're getting it for Father's Day, you may want to act now. But they're having a sale for 30% off, and that ends tonight. So if you want to get a and you can also do, you can expedite the shipping for free.
That's for all the creative people out there.
What did you say?
That's for all the people who are trying to be creative out there.
Creative,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I was trying to be creative for my father's birthday, and I'm telling you, he was the proudest dad in the world.
Oh,
so he's still. I mean, his birthday was in January. He's still showing that book to people. I'm like, Daddy, nobody cares but you, okay? So let's put it up. Nobody cares but you.
That is sweet.
If your dad is a reader, Barnes and Noble has 45% off of select items.
Wow.
Another one is Target. Now, they're temporarily dropping the price of their iPods. You can get a 32 gig for $277.99 or the 8 gig for $139.99. So I know that the 32 gig is usually about $300, so they dropped it a couple of dollars, and I think that the 8 gig is usually $150, so they dropped that a couple of dollars. So that's not a bad deal either.
Nope.
And last, but I'm sorry, what were you about to say?
No, I agree. It was a good deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, anytime anybody drops the price of an iPod, I don't care if it's $10, I'm jumping on it because it's, you know, like those things do not go on sale. So last but not least, T-Mobile and Verizon, they're having, now I'm not sure exactly what their sale is, but they are having sales on phones in honor of Father's Day. So that's going to be actually through this weekend, so you may want to jump on that as well. But that's just about it.
That's the part. Ms. Parker, don't you usually get your dad a cell phone for Father's Day?
No, I usually get my dad a cell phone for Christmas. I get a new cell phone every Christmas. I get him a watch every Father's Day.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I'm his daughter.
Well, obviously, we can check out all of Janera's finds at budgetshopaholic.com. And as always, Janera, we appreciate your giving us the deals. I know I'll be scrambling this week to get my dad something in time. So thank you again.
Well, you know where I am, so you can always come to me for a little bit of advice.
Exactly. All right. Have a good night.
I feel very disappointed in you, okay, for waiting so long. But you guys have a good night. For being a last minute stop this evening. We've had this discussion before.
I got to do better.
All right, guys. Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Right,
we'll be right back.
High, high. Get high. High. Get high. Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I'm your co-host, Ms. Parker.
Well, cultivating and nurturing a musical and acting career for the past 12 years has developed into a promising future for William Taylor. Growing up in a small southern town in North Carolina, Taylor has gone on to accomplish singing commercial jingles for Wiz Pro Creative Services, which Point and Radio One programming and ABC Radio Network, while contributing background vocals for various artists in 1998, 1999. In the year 2000, Taylor obtained national recognition as the lead vocalist on the Born Again Gospel Recording Label, and project entitled If You're Gonna Worry, Don't Pray, with Denver A. Wright and the collective featuring Tony Terry. After touring with a group for 4 years, William Taylor released his freshman compact disc, Blessedly Yours, on Garmin Records label. Later in 2004 and 2005, North Carolina Gospel Announcers Guild, NCGAG, honoree, received a nomination for Male Vocalist of the Year, along with landing the role as Pastor Duwall in the stage play Strong Woman. William's prayer today is he hopes believing in the power of God will encourage you to have faith in your life. His testimony is evident in simple observation and clearly in his faith as he delivered his message song. Taylor is making mark in the music industry with has been described as healing and a soothing gift. Please help me welcome William Taylor. What's going on, William? Okay, I just got a message that he's not here yet. I read all that for nothing. Okay, so Mr. Taylor's not here yet. Not good. Can we go to commercial break?
Yes, no.
Attention, attention, all independent artists. Allow EOTM to use their expertise and create the buzz you deserve. Email them today for a free marketing analysis, marketing@queensofinternetradio.com, or call 678-548-9466. That's marketing@queensofinternetradio.com, or call 678-548-9466. Internet Mad.
Yeah. Phoenix. Let's go.
I'm feeling.
Yeah, I mean, we are live, so I hope the guest is okay, and then we just go ahead and reschedule. Steven.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Park, as we were saying, when you're live, things happen that you can't predict. But I just talked to Wayne's manager, and she said she's not really sure what's going on. But, you know, we hope he's okay and hope we'll forward to talk to him in the future. So
Definitely.
We'll just move on. Well, I want to read some of the comments from our questions today regarding Anthony Weiner about should he step down or not. You know, it seems like a lot of people are saying that this is personal life. They don't see how it affects his responsibility as a member of Congress. You know, he should be fine. I know that one woman said if he cared enough about the Democratic Party in the upcoming 2012 election, he would step down because the campaign ads are going to be very vile this year about the Wiener scandal, and he's an easy target, you know, at the point for the Republican Party. And then she said she heard a side joke. I heard his replacement is going to be Johnson.
I mean, and, you know, it seemed like it's every other month it's a new politician, but
yeah,
I don't think he should step down from his job. Plus, he needs a job. It's a recession.
Yeah, right.
They said that he never practiced law. You know, even though he has a law degree, he never practiced law. What is the man going to do? He has to feed his family.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
lose my job because I'm cheating? No.
And he got a baby coming on the way?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel horrible for his wife. I do not pity him at all, but I feel horrible for his wife.
She works for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
I wonder if this makes Hillary Clinton think back to the Bill Clinton days, you know, when he had his scandal.
Clinton probably still doing his thing.
Yeah, because I understand that she's but you know, Representative Weiner, he recently took a leave of absence, though. He said he's going to seek professional help with his sexting addiction. What do you think about
this
goodness.
Rehab? That is the most annoying thing
right.
ever. I'm going to open a rehab place. Okay, so 90% of, I'll say 99.99% of all men cheat, right? That's just my opinion.
Well, that's
so
your
opinion. Are you going to go ahead and like, send every guy who cheats to rehab? Like, there's no issue. What's the rehab for? he may need counseling, but not rehab.
Yeah. Well, and you know, a lot of these people in the public eye, celebrities, you know, even politicians, you know.
It's a new trend. It's a new trend.
It's time to go to rehab.
It's a new trend, especially the sex addiction thing, too.
You know, I was talking to Tyrone about this, just Tyrone, friend of the show. He was saying that Bill Maher was saying, you know, at least if he cheated, he should have really cheated. You know, he didn't even cheat. He wasn't caught with a woman. He was caught
with some pictures. Yeah.
Right. And there've been so. I mean, have you seen the amount of pictures that have been sent out? He was doing a photo shoot.
The
cell phone.
The only ones I really saw was the one with him on the towel. That was hilarious.
Oh, the towel. Yeah, one with him. You know, his underwear. One him in the gym, and they said it's the gym that a lot of the congressional people work out in, and.
And then I heard one of the girls was only 17. Now that's an issue.
Yeah. But he claimed nothing ever happened, nothing inappropriate. Well, if you sent her those pictures, it wasn't appropriate. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, I'm not saying what he did was, I'm not condoning anything he did. I just think his needs is at the point where we need to focus on real issues. Like, I don't even see anything else in the news these days. And to focus on real issues and to go back to focus on things that matter and let him and his wife deal with it.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Because the only difference between people in the public eye and us is that they live their life in the, you know, for everyone to see. We all have our own things we go through, and it's just not splashed across, you know, for the public to see. So, you know, I hope, regardless of what happens, I hope that it all works out for the end for everyone involved and they're able to move forward. You know what I mean? All
right. I agree.
All right. Well, we'll be right after we come back from these messages, we'll go on to Stephen's playlist. So we'll be right back.
This is big.
Tired of the same old television shows? Want to see some programming that will jolt your senses? Introducing America's newest network, Punch Television. Coming to DirecTV, Channel 341, July 1st. Punch Television Network. Finally, a network that hears us.
Punch TV.
Are you crazy?
Well, now it's time to go on to Stephen's playlist. As you know, we receive news from people all over the country. I want to be featured during this segment. Each week we will select artists to be played on our playlist. The playlist will be posted each Monday on our Facebook page, so you'll be able to listen to it. Tonight, our playlist features songs by major and independent artists. You'll hear songs from William Taylor, who didn't make it tonight, but we're still going to play his song, Journey Brave, and many more.
So if you're interested in being featured on the Stevie Knight playlist, please email us at thestevienightshow@gmail.com. Make sure to attach one of two songs, your bio, one of two photos of yourself, promotional photos. Please, please make sure that your songs are edited and claimed for the radio. No curse words. We look forward to hearing your music, hearing from you, and you being part of the Stevie Knight Show.
All right, well, our first song is by William Taylor. It's called Calling Your Name. Check it out. Join the playlist.
And turn in my bed all night. I'm thinking about some trouble going on. Seems like everybody won't be mine. I pray that things will all be better now. A little piece is what we need today. I think it's time to get down on my knees.
I don't need to buy love.
get to heaven, I'm gonna put on my shoes. I'm gonna walk all over God's heaven. Everybody's talking about heaven, but I'm going there. Everybody's talking about heaven, but I'm going there.
On stage, I'm Denzel with a pencil. It's training day. I'm a man on fire, no house is safe. I'm the inside man in your memory bank. Seizing your thoughts, trying to turn pain into power, brainstorming. And it's been raining for hours that have turned into days, then turned into years. It's hard for me to stop, cause I only fear fear. Failure's not an option, you fail if you quit. Defeat is motivation if you learn from it. Quick. That's what I tell myself daily. Gaining strength in my roots, Alex Haley. Show me a hero and I'll write you a tragedy. I'm just a man trying to handle reality.
1, 2, 3, 4.
10 up, chest out, have faith, endure.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Gotta press through the pain. train till you get what you want. One for the money, yes sir, two for the show. A couple of years ago to Atlanta I drove. Lost most of my stuff, but I saved my soul. Didn't sell it for the platinum, silver or gold. I work at a restaurant, waiting on tables. Waiting for the money, trying to stay stable. Chasing my dream, balancing on the rail between good and bad, succeed and fail. That's real, life as I fight through the hell. Giving vision to the blind like my life was in braille. Seizing your thoughts, trying to turn pain into power, brainstorming. And it's been raining for hours that have turned into days, then turned into years. It's hard for me to stop, cause I only fear fear. Failure's not an option, you fail if you quit. Defeat is motivation if you learn from it. Quick.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Chin up, chest out, have faith, endure.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Gotta press through the pain till you get what you want.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Chin up, chest out, have faith, endure.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Gotta press through the pain till you get what you want.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sedulity.
That things like this get better with time, but I still need you. Why is that? You're the only image in my mind, so I still see you around. I miss you. Thank you.
stretch. Eyes roll back when I'm staring at the ceiling. Girl, you and I, how many licks just to get to your center? Beat that batter, girl, how you feel? I'ma fry them cakes with a cast iron skillet.
You wake up,
oh, we gon' get it in, get it in.
I'll give you my love.
We gon' turn this bedroom to a kitchen.
Baby, let's get up
there. Oh, you can't get away, get away.
Stop playing, girl, give me them cakes.
Country love. I thought that I was living until you came into my life. Girl, you are my light. Now I can see. Even when I'm far away, you brighten up my day. Yeah. I can't just prove to you that you are my everything. Girl, you are my everything. So when you need me, call me.
I can say is thank God for music, because when things don't go out the way we want them to go, we always have great artists and great music to play for you all. So I want to thank all the artists, major, independent, indie, for having great music that we can play during our show. All of our guests throughout the past, I think this is our 19th show, all of our artists and then the independent artists and major artists. Well, Ms. Parker, I thank you for helping me prolong the show.
That was a great playlist. I'm losing my voice, but
yeah.
I really enjoyed the playlist today.
Yeah, I did too. And it took us back to when we had Junie on and Johnny Brave and Phoenix, and you know, so it was great to hear their music all. And we want to wish you all a great week. We hope it's a prosperous week for you. And remember that if everything seems to be going wrong, there's someone that has a lot worse than you. So make the best of this week.
That is very true. You guys have a productive week and stay cool.
Stay cool. Stay cool. And we'll see you next week. Have a good one.
We'll see you guys next week.